Grace to you and peace today from God our Father and from Jesus Christ the Savior. Amen. Well, today I'd like to talk with you about counterfeit Christs and false gospels. Do you think that we have any of those in the world today?
Yes.
What do you think? And are you on high alert? Are you watching? Are you standing solidly on the rock of Christ, on the true Christ and the true gospel over against all the counterfeit and false ones? Let's talk about the true Christ and the true gospel over against the counterfeit Christs and the false gospels, because we read there in our gospel lesson a moment ago that when they arise, they are to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Are you elect?
Yes.
Is this the last days?
Yes.
Then we need to be on guard. And so let's take a look today and see what God would teach us about counterfeit Christs and false gospels over against the true Christ and the true gospel. What's God have to teach to his people in these last days upon this subject? What can we say about that? Well, first off, we want to look and see if this is really important. Is this really a danger for us? Is this something we need to be on high alert about or not? You might ask, where is this in the scriptures? Well, if you look, even in ancient days, thousands of years ago, they had false preachers and false gospels being preached. Did you know that? Looking over here at Jeremiah chapter 14. Jeremiah says to God, "Ah, Lord God," this is verse 13, "the preachers, the prophets say to them, 'You shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place.' And the Lord said to me, 'The prophets, these preachers, are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own minds.'" And then down in a few verses, "For I will pour out their wickedness upon them." So were there false preachers back then?
Yes.
False prophets, false gospels that were being preached, and God was pretty angry about that. But it was way back in Jeremiah's day. In the New Testament, fast forwarding, you get the apostles warning us about the same thing. Many times, like Peter here in 2 Peter chapter 2, he says, "But false prophets," that's false preachers, "also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction." So Peter and Jude and John and Paul and all the rest of the apostles said, watch out against counterfeit Christs and false gospels. The most markedly powerful one of this, and sharp and wonderful or clear of this, is Jesus himself. Let's see what he says in Mark chapter 13. Jesus says, "In those days, in the end times, there's going to be tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the creation until now." And then he says in verse 21, "And if anyone says to you, 'Look, here's the Christ,' or 'There he is,' don't believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But take heed, I have told you all these things beforehand." Are you on high alert against these kinds of things? What is Jesus telling us in these verses? Well, if you look at it, these were always around, but they are going to be especially great in numbers and in power as the end of times draws near. As the end of this world draws near and as Christ's return draws near, you would expect more of them in greater numbers and greater power. Because guess what he says? To lead astray, if possible, even the elect. And if God hadn't shortened those days for the sake of the elect, nobody could be saved. But he shortens them because he loves you to preserve you in the faith. So are you on high alert? Remember that old show, Lost in Space, right? You ever see that when you were a kid? And there was that crazy robot, you know, "Danger, danger, Dr. Smith, danger." Well, are you hearing that today from God's word? Danger, danger. There is something that you need to watch out for. A wolf in sheep's clothing. Jesus says the word, "Take heed, stand watch, be ready at arms, be wide awake, be wary, be cunning, be very alert, be very watchful, lest," as Peter said, "you be carried away by the error of lawless men and lose your own stability." Could some of these knock you off of your own stability? It's such a powerful deception that it's possible. Well, he says, if possible, which means take heed. Be very, very alert. So, are we in the last days? Are we here? And are there counterfeit Christs and false gospels out there in the world today? Let's just see if I can name a few of them today. How many other Jesuses are there? You know, if you have a crime, right, and there's that lineup, and you got all these people, this is not a crime, but this is the good thing. Would the real Jesus please step forward? Because guess what? There's a huge lineup of Christs, a huge lineup of Jesuses, and we got to be on guard to make sure we have the right one. Here's one guy, for example. I tried to get this. There's something out in Publix recently. I tried to find it, but I couldn't pick up the magazine in time. But it was like this. You know, the Jesus of popular culture today. Jesus is on earth, it says. And up here it says, simple self-test can save your life. The secret is in your fingernails. I mean, this kind of Jesus, right? A Jesus who is politically correct. Can you say politically correct? A Jesus who never preaches against sin, never mentions hell, never confronts anybody, never ticks anybody off, kind of draws back. He's just all permissive. He's got this wavy hair. By the way, I don't think he had wavy hair. That's like the Renaissance pictures of Jesus. You know, in those days, apparently men had short hair, just like they still do today. And some of you have no hair. That's okay. I think Jesus had some hair. But, you know, it's this picture of him like a hippie, loosey-goosey, wavy, go with the flow, never judge anybody, never rebuke anybody. The politically correct Jesus, is he out there, do you think, in the world today? Well, I certainly hear about him. I meet him all the time. People say, oh, Jesus is just love. He would never say anything about that. And his gospel, everybody's going to be saved. Well, is that the Jesus that is presented to us in the scriptures? You look at the scriptures and you see Jesus all the time had sharp, strong words to save people, but when it comes to offending, he offended a lot of people. And then when the disciples said, don't you know that the Pharisees were offended when you say this? Did Jesus back off and go, I'm sorry, and take a neutral position? He says, let them alone, they're blind guides. In another place, he says, you're wrong. Another place, he says to the Pharisees, woe to you, you're like whitewashed tombs. Outward you appear beautiful, but inside of you are dead men's bones. How are you to escape being sentenced to hell? Now, do you think the media would love him today? Do you think he'd be everywhere offended by the media? I mean, the media offended by him? When he speaks like this, the world would just crucify him all over again. If the ancient world did, how much more this one? Jesus said words like this, you serpents, you brood of vipers, you poisonous snakes. How are you escape being sentenced to hell? So he's not the politically correct Jesus. This is one of those that's walking around in the world today. You meet him a lot. Mr. No judge anybody, no speak a harsh word. Jesus is gentle. He is kind, but he's also not afraid to speak the truth, to speak it powerfully, pointedly, and unapologetically. We need to make sure we have the Jesus of the scriptures. Is this a counterfeit Jesus? Yes, indeed. How about his gospel? Just everybody saved, loosey-goosey, all permissiveness? Yes. That a false gospel? Yes. Indeed it is. Beware of the false Jesus. The false Christs will arise, says Jesus, and lead many astray, if possible, even the elect. And many in churches buy into this one. I've met so many people who believe in this guy. That's not the Jesus of the scriptures. Here's another one you might meet as you're going down the streets. You ever met anybody hand you a book like this? It's Jehovah's Witnesses?
At the front door,
okay. Watchtower. Now, at first, you might think, this sounds like my Jesus, because here's something from one of their websites, okay? I read it straight out of their writings. We follow the teachings and the example of Jesus Christ. Honor him as our Savior and the Son of God. Sounds good, right? Thus we are Christians. We believe in Jesus who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Good. We have faith that Jesus came to earth, gave his life, perfect human life, as a ransom for our sacrifice. His death and resurrection make it possible for those exercising faith in him to gain everlasting life, Right now he's ruling as the king of God's heavenly kingdom, which will soon bring peace to the entire earth. Does that sound good? Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good Jesus until you have some further investigation. And then you realize that the Jesus they're talking about in this book, as they unfold it to you, is he's not God. He is the archangel Michael. He is a created being. He came to earth as Jesus, and then he died on the cross and ceased to exist. That Jesus was done, never to be seen again, but then God recreated him on the third day as the archangel Michael, and he's again an archangel. Does that sound like the Jesus you know from this book? Counterfeit Jesus? The gospel they teach as well. It sounds good. We believe in the resurrection of Christ, but then again, what do they mean by that? They mean, like I said there, that Jesus died, stayed dead, and he was recreated as the archangel Michael. Does that sound like a false gospel to you? That's a false gospel. That's one that's leading people astray. Many that are in churches and have these guys knock on the door are led astray by them. Let it not be so for us. Beware of that one. Another one in the lineup, a false counterfeit Christ. Another one you might meet on the streets. Have you ever seen this one? Can you see this? Probably. If you have eyes to see this, you are eating a lot of carrots. This is the Book of Mormon. Have you met the Mormons?
Yes.
Very nice people, at least the ones I met. But nevertheless, is this the Jesus? Well, you'll read their website. We believe Jesus is the Son of God, the only begotten Son in the flesh. They'll even say Jesus is God, like we would say he's God. They say we believe he was born of the Virgin Mary. Sounds good? That he submitted to cruel death on the cross at Calvary as a willing sacrifice, a substitutionary atonement for our sins. Sounds pretty good, right? Do they have the same Jesus as we have, or is this counterfeit one? Is he trying to sneak in? Is he trying to lead you astray? Well, upon further investigation, you look at this Jesus, and you find out that he also is a created being. He's a spirit child of God. He was created. In fact, he's a brother of Satan, like he's a brother of everybody else. And that he became God through being obedient. He ascended up to godhood. In fact, they say God the Father, the Creator, is also a created being. Would you go along with that one? God the Father was once a man, just like you and me, but he, through his obedience, ascended up to godhood and became a God. And what's the gospel that they'll teach you? Maybe not on their first visit, but a few times later. What are they going to teach you? And I actually asked the Mormon missionaries this. Do you believe that you're going to become gods? They said, yes, we do. Mormons believe that they're going to become gods, ascend up just like God did, to become a god of their own universe, have their own celestial wives or wife, that they were, you know, sealed in that temple ceremony, you know, the magic and underwear and all that stuff. You've heard of that? And then they're going to populate their own universes with their own spirit beings and rule over these universes. Does that sound like the right gospel to you? At first, it sounds pretty good, but then on further investigation, counterfeit Christ?
Yes.
Indeed. False gospel?
Yes.
Indeed. You're meeting them. False Christs will arise and lead many astray, if possible, even the elect, Jesus says. Here's another one you might meet. Uh-oh, this one I'm sure you wouldn't go along with. Can you see that? The Quran. Do they believe in Jesus? Well, they say they believe in Jesus. Here's what they say. Muslims respect and venerate Jesus Christ. From whyislam.org, that site. They consider him to be one of God's great messengers to humankind. The Quran reaffirms his miraculous birth and his miraculous abilities. You know that the Quran states in chapter 3, they believe Jesus was born of a virgin, that he worked miracles. And that all sounds good. You're like, maybe we have the same Jesus here. Well, you wouldn't say that, but upon further investigation. In Surah, or chapter 19, they say, Allah teaches it is not for God to take a son unto him. In other words, Jesus is not God's son. If you believe that, you are guilty of blasphemy. And they say, in Surah chapter 5, we shall make them taste the severest penalty for their blasphemies who say that Jesus is God's son. You will taste the severest of penalties. It's the unforgivable sin. Jesus is not God's son. Does that sound like a counterfeit Christ to you? The gospel, the Jesus of the scriptures is God's son. And how about the gospel? that they would teach. They say of Jesus dying on the cross, chapter 4 says in the Quran, they said in boast, "We killed Christ, Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so made it, it was made to appear to them, for of a surety they killed him not. Nay, Allah raised him up unto himself." What do they teach in this book, in the Quran, this Jesus? Did he die on a cross? No. They say God or Allah only made it appear so. In other words, it's a vast conspiracy. It is a deception that Allah puts upon the world, only making it appear he died on the cross. And some translations or traditions in the Islam say actually they made Judas Iscariot die on the cross, but made him look like Christ for the world. Does that sound like the Jesus you know?
No.
Counterfeit Christ?
Yes.
And the gospel that they teach is you're not saved by Jesus dying on the cross because he didn't die there. You're saved by keeping the five pillars of Islam. Is that a false gospel?
Yes.
Indeed, it is. If you go to the Hindu Christ, they would have no problem saying with you and me, Jesus is the Son of God, and he's God. He is God. But then they'd say, but so are we. And we are sons of God too, just like Jesus. In fact, you see that same thing in the Word of Faith teaching in the Christian, well, visible Christian church under Kenneth Copeland. You ever hear of that guy? Big television evangelist type of guy. But Kenneth Copeland, and I'll read this, quotes. He says, "When I read in the Bible where he says, I am, I just smile and say, yes, I am too." Would you do that? Oh boy, that's very dangerous. I can show you that video if you want to see it. He says, a believer, Kenneth Copeland, is as much an incarnation of God as Jesus Christ. Whoa, I see problems here. Danger, Dr. Smith. Danger, Will Robinson. Do you know that the gospel that is taught by Copeland, he says, Jesus went into hell to free mankind from the penalty of Adam's treason. When his blood poured out, it did not atone. Uh-oh, danger. It didn't atone. Jesus spent 3 days and three nights in the bowels of the earth getting you and me back to right with God. In other words, Word of Faith teachers, some of them teach, Jesus didn't save you at the cross. His blood doesn't save you or forgive you. It's Jesus going into hell after he died that saves you. Whoa, danger, Dr. Smith. Counterfeit Christ?
Yes.
False gospel?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So, and then here's one more. I saw this and I couldn't believe it. I was watching this video of a pastor from another denomination. And it's a female pastor, and she had tattoos. And I thought, this is interesting. She's preaching, she's got tattoos, she preached the gospel. She preached it all right. She says, we're sinners, we're saved entirely by grace, apart from works, through faith in Jesus Christ. I'm like, that's wonderful. I go and check out our website. And there she has, she's promoting actively on her website lesbian sex for women and gay sex for men. And I'm like, whoa, she's got the right words, but what about the actions? Is that a counterfeit Christ?
Yes.
Is that a false gospel?
Yes.
Indeed. Danger, Will Robinson. So they're around. Jesus says this is the last days, and how many are deceived in these ways? You got 7.9 million Jehovah's Witnesses. 14.8 million Mormons, which, by the way, you might want to ask them how many gods do believe in, because there's at least 14.8 million of them. 1.6 billion Muslims. You got the New Age tabloid Jesus and that of liberal churches. Countless led astray. Countless. And Martin Luther, whom we're remembering next week at Reformation, he had one very much trickier than this, who said Jesus is the Son of God. He is the only Son of God. He died for the sins of the world. He rose again from the dead on the third day. But you're going to be saved by your works, keeping the law, by your own righteousness. Some are very, very tricky. Much harder to pick out than the ones we've seen here. So what do we got to do? Jesus says, take heed. Be on high alert. Be watchful. Look for the Jesus of the Scriptures, that you know the true one. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11, he says, I feel a divine jealousy for you, Corinthians, for I want to present you as a pure bride to her one husband. I betrothed you to Christ. But I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his coming, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and preaches another Jesus than the one you received, than the one we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or if you accept a different gospel from the one you accepted, you submit to it readily enough. In other words, you go astray like a lamb led to the slaughter. So you got a lineup. There's all kinds of Jesuses. There's all kinds of gospels in the world today. Will the true Jesus please step forward? Well, let's do that right now. Who's the true Jesus? You know him. He's the Jesus of the Scriptures. This is how you know him. God, the Holy Spirit, has put it into the book. And the true Christ is, number one, true God. Amen? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is true God. He's also true man. Paul said he preached the gospel of God's Son, who is descended from David according to the flesh. So he's true man, born of the line of David. The true Jesus is the Son of God, miracle worker, who, guess what, did die on the cross, contrary to Islam. He did die on the cross, and he died to atone for our sins, contrary to what the Word of Faith, Kenneth Copeland, was teaching. He did die, and he died to atone for your sins, that you be atoned for, forgiven, redeemed, set free from all of your iniquities. They're not being counted against you. Peter says, God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we're witnesses, eyewitnesses, to all that he did, both in Jerusalem and in the country, of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. Amen? He did die. He atoned for sins. He was truly raised from the dead bodily on the third day. But God raised him on the third day and made him manifest, says Peter, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people that, and to testify that he's the one ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. And the true gospel, what is it? Peter says, to him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. How are you saved? You tell me. By grace through faith and faith alone, apart from works of the law. By grace you've been saved through faith, says Peter. Sorry, says Paul. And this is not your own doing. It's the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. Isn't it a beautiful thing to know him? To know that your sins are forgiven? That you have a Redeemer? He's really God. He's really man. He's really died for you. He's really risen. He really forgives you. And you're redeemed in his name. And then it's a faith. Your saving faith is one that also shows itself in obedience and in works. You can't just say the right gospel and then go do something totally evil for the rest of your life. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, says Paul. And faith apart from works is dead, says James. Jesus says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, that's the person who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And 1 John 2, John says, and by this we may be sure that we know him. Do you want to be sure that you know him? Do you want to be sure that you know the true Christ in the lineup, the true one? Jesus, or John the Apostle, says this. By this we may be sure that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And he who says, I know him, but disobeys his commandments, that person's a liar. And the truth is not in him. And the true Christ, his return, what's it going to be like? You're going to go into the wilderness and find him? You're going to go into the inner rooms and find him? Jesus says, lo, I tell you, as lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. How are you going to recognize him? Oh, is that Jesus over there? Oh, is that Jesus over there? No, this is the Jesus. Across the sky like lightning on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So, final word today, conclusion, is this. We rejoice that we know the true Christ, but you know what I rejoice in even more? The true Christ knows me and knows you. And that's our confidence, that he knows us. God's firm foundation stands, says Paul, bearing this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. My sheep Hear my voice, says Jesus, and I know them, and they know me, and I give them eternal life. They'll never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. The Father who's given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of his hand, and I and the Father are one. So, keeping to Christ, will you do that? The true Christ, the true gospel, being on high alert, and the confidence is that as we hold on to him even more confidently this, he holds on to you and preserves you until that day when the King will come and say to those at his right hand, come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.